Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the flagship station for your Boston Red Sox. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour, the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, their Jeep celebration event.
Tickets to give away this hour, so keep listening for that. Kendra is here. It's Tournament of Champions Week. So one of the five finalists every day this week, and it appears, Kendra.
Yes, sir.
That you have upset some of the listeners of this program with your comments on marriage. I got a text during the break from a 315 texter.
Okay.
Who says, Kendra thinks marriage is just a title. What is wrong with her? And you and Wiggy were having a vigorous debate during the commercials about that.
It's not that I think that marriage is just a title, and I understand that it's something lawful. It's just I think that if you really care about someone, nothing changes when you get married except for a last name or a Mr. or Mrs. If you really care about someone, I think that it should be that way from the start.
Yeah, but I said to you, right, because we were talking about the Paris Hilton, like, I'm like, you shouldn't do a sex tape with just a boyfriend. You know, if your husband is completely different. And I said to you, well, you're in a relationship. And I said, it is different. I said, do you share your bank account with your boyfriend? And you said, no.
And so, she said she never would.
Right, and you said you never would. So then there's, to me, that means you don't trust, or there's some type of distrust that you have if you are in a, if you're married to somebody and you're not willing to share everything we have.
I'm willing to have a joint bank account with someone, and it's if anyone, if my husband ever needed something, if my husband or wife ever needed something from me, obviously I'd give it to them. I'd share myself endlessly with someone, but it's, I want to be in control of me and my finances. I think that it's okay to share everything when you share a space, you share a life, you share a, like a family, everything like that. I'm so keen on that. But what I make, I want to be in charge of. I want to see what's coming in and out. And sure, you can do that with a joint bank account. Mm-hmm. But even if my husband wanted to have access to my bank account, that's fine. I don't care. But it's just, I want to know where my money is going, where it's coming in, where it's coming out. I want to
but
see.
But isn't it you guys' money when once you get married? Aren't you building a relationship together? Aren't you paying the bills and the mortgages together?
Totally.
So that's just one.
I'm protecting me and mine.
So then, therefore, there's a distrust. If you're going into a marriage where I need to protect me and mine, it's not we're going in as a team. It's going in, we're kind of a team, but I need to worry about me.
How is it not a team if I give them whatever they needed?
Well, just because you give somebody something, that doesn't mean that you're open to saying we're sharing everything.
I think you need to keep certain parts of your identity to you. And I don't think that it's wrong to have multiple bank accounts. I think that I know personally plenty of people that do that in their marriage. They have their own bank account, a shared bank account. Each of them have their own separate. And you put in what you need. You share what you need. And
what if your man said, I love you and I understand that, you know, we got this thing together, but I want to have a couple females on the side just in case.
I don't think money and side chicks are the same.
Well, a lot of people get divorced because of finances.
More people get divorced because of side chicks.
Wiggy.
And that's on daddy issues, baby.
Wiggy, Wiggy has several accounts under the name of J. Charles Wiggins. That's why he's so concerned
about it.
Doctor.
Nah.
Doctor.
My wife and I, our money is, that's our money. We're building this. Here's what I make. You know what I make every month. You need some? Yeah, you might say, hey, I'm going out to purchase something big, but there's...
What'd you get at Bass Pro Shops?
My father-in-law got some fish and stuff. I don't fish or anything. I didn't realize how big those places
massive.
Were.
It's our second date. We can talk about my daddy issues. If my boyfriend can't deal with what I've been through and my experience after saying that to him, and he doesn't trust me to have my own bank account and be in control of my own person, that's on him.
That's on him.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm saying when your boyfriend is different, you don't have that. That's why you should never do a sex tape with a boyfriend, because it's still not a togetherness. It's kind of like we're working towards that.
But once you get, Wiggy, it's not your body.
But once you get married, I feel like there's that bond that you create with your, you know, husband or wife, and it's like we're in this together. Here's what we do. Everything. There's no secrets here.
Well, I'm a birthday suit positive broadcaster, Wiggy, and that's just on me.
What's that?
If I got it and I want to show it off, I'm gonna. And I'm gonna trust my partner and the fact that they wouldn't go and share that. And you know what? If you didn't trust someone before your wife, that's you.
Well, no, I mean, I just would think that it's like, I would look at, like, my daughter was 24. I'd be like, listen, you know, you might want to be careful out there if you're dating a guy and you guys have been dating for a long time.
So would you tell her she deserved it?
Deserve what? I would say
if she made a tape. And
yeah, I would say, why would you make a tape with your boyfriend?
See, I'm not a shamer.
No, I'm not shaming her. I'm just telling her.
It kind of is, though.
No, I'm telling her that's not a smart move.
Well,
if you're married to them, okay, you've made a bond before God in that you're in this together.
Huh.
Till death do us part, and you think, like, all right, well.
But there are a considerable amount of people at this point of a certain age who don't think
you didn't have an iPhone when you were my age. You know, it wasn't something that you could go back and look at. I'd rather my partner want to watch a video of me and them than whatever they can find on the internet. That's for sure.
No, I have no problem with that, but I would just feel a little bit like because you're only in a relationship, you have to have a little bit of concern that if we break up, he might do something, or she might do something to get back at me.
See, I trust my partners.
Mm-hmm. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's up, Mike?
Hi.
Hey, just wanted to say that my wife and I started years ago with a shared bank account or checking account, if you will, and we would each, she'd sort of be in control and take care of the finances, and then as things progressed, she wanted to, you know, get her own thing going on with her own finances, but we still share responsibilities with regards to household bills, monthly rents, mm-hmm. car payments, and things like that. So if I'm a little tight, she'll dump some into my account. If she's a little tight, I'll dump some into her account. So it works out really good. She's got her independence. I've got my independence. But at the end of the day, we both take care of each other. We never ask how much you made this week and how much I spent last week. It just kind of works out pretty good, and I think it's for the better. That way we're not kind of spying on each other, saying you spent this, you spent that. So that's just my take. It seems to work at least for us.
Snaps to Mike in Foxborough.
Yeah, I'd have it. I'm like, really? Like, I'm like, you need your own bank account? Like, I don't care what you buy from our account. I mean, don't most marriages, like, you know.
What if I'm buying you a gift or a surprise?
I mean, use it out of the money that we
spent. What if I went to a little Victoria's Secret and bought like a little something and I didn't want you to see it?
I got no problem with that. It's not like I'm combing through the bank account every 30 minutes.
What if one spouse wants to employ the services of J. Charles Wiggins to divorce the other spouse and they don't want that spouse to know about it?
See, there's a problem then. The lack of trust.
All right.
I really just want to say, Wiggy, I respect your ideals in marriage. I think that is a beautiful thing.
Well, I appreciate
agree
that.
Agree to disagree.
That's all right, you know.
It happens.
Yeah. You're not his favorite candidate anyway. He likes Brittany.
No, I know.
You know that.
I bet Brittany doesn't even believe in marriage. That girl's wild.
Wiggy's trying to eliminate any other candidate who might have a chance for a job because of Brittany. Have you noticed that?
Yep.
He started with the unmentioned candidate on Thursday and whether or not they really want the job. And
Kendra's
now,
my number two, so oh, how am I trying to...
All right,
I'm his side chick. He might need another bank account.
No. I'm open 100 transparent. That's the problem. That's why most relationships fail is because a lack of transparency. So, yeah, you're my number two, but, hey, easily you could go to number one or number five. It's just based on
what
you do.
What's up?
By the way, how many years do you think Wiggy has left to make up for the Vikings boat cruise? I mean, he's still.
Wait till those tapes come out.
He's traumatized. He has to say all this stuff years later.
About what? I wasn't on no boat. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't even own a boat.
I don't even like the water.
Minnesota's landlocked.
Didn't you hear about my
poor guy?
Didn't you hear about my swimming story?
Smoot has those tapes. He's been holding over Wiggy's head for years.
Didn't you hear my swimming story?
He's completely emasculated for the last 20 years. He can't do anything.
I don't believe in jumping in the water.
He's like, no problem. Joint bank account, no problem. All right, we got to get to Ken and what is trending this morning.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, and happy Patriots Day to you. Subaru of New England presents Trending. Subaru of New England, Love Spring Event is here. Complete details and to find your authorized Subaru retailer, visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Did you check in with Corrali after last night's game, Greg?
I did not.
Took a little bit of a hit there. Yesterday afternoon, I should say.
Yeah. But they look good. They look good. This is a good Bruins team right now.
Yeah, they won four in a row. Comeback fashion yesterday, so had a little adversity and kept rolling. You can tell the effect of Hall with Krejci. Now they have two lines.
Absolutely.
Like, it's just, it makes all the difference. Krejci talked about that after the win yesterday.
Well, yeah, obviously, to get a player like that, it's pretty exciting. And for me, having him on the line, it's been pretty good so far, you know. But, we know we get, there's some stuff you can be better at.
4 points from Marchand. Now it's 700 points for his career. Two goals apiece from Krejci and Bergeron yesterday. Tuukka back, looking pretty good. Got Swayman if need be. Chara didn't even play in the game, so Wiggy's looking good there.
They got Halak's coming back too, right?
Yeah, he'll be coming back.
And the kid Vlad's not bad. The expectations of, like, you know, when you think about the Bruins and the Celtics and getting ready, you know, about to make these postseason runs, you know, I look at the Bruins as the team that they should be able to go far.
And they should go deep.
You said Stanley Cup. I agree with you on that because I don't know how long this window's going to stay open with this.
No, you really need to do it.
They're peaking at the right time, too.
They are peaking at the right time, yes.
Now, how about the Celtics? Six wins in a row. Mm-hmm. Are you sold? Big showdown with Golden State. Tatum looks great. No Jaylen Brown in the game.
Yeah.
No Fournier.
I still think that I'm not sold 100% because how do they do against the teams that the powerhouses? You know, the Sixers, Milwaukee. I know they beat Milwaukee. Brooklyn, you know, how are they
going to... Phoenix this week will be a test?
Yeah, Phoenix will be a test. I know they beat the Nuggets, but that was without Jamal Murray, who now looks like is done for the year.
And Durant left over the weekend, did he not? For the
quad
injury?
Contusion.
Injured, yeah.
So maybe the Nets are vulnerable. Indiana University, according to Woj, reportedly offered Brad Stevens a 7-year, $70 million deal, and he turned that down.
Are you surprised that he didn't take that job? I mean, what are the Celtics paying?
They got to be paying him... More than that.
$12-15 million a year.
It gotta be.
They probably gave him another raise.
I mean,
five more years.
Think about they gave him this contract extension that nobody knows about, right? What was it last year when they gave it to him? So if he's turning down $10 million a year, he's gotta be making more than that.
For 7 years.
Right.
And you know what $70 million is in Bloomington, Indiana? That's like $7 billion.
Yeah, in human dollars.
Wow. Think about that.
Oh, you guys didn't watch Accepted this weekend?
No.
That's from my favorite movie that I recommended. He's like, yeah, in human dollars.
In human dollars.
That's Jonah Hill, right?
Yeah.
That's fat Jonah Hill, though.
Yeah, very fat.
White Sox beat the Red Sox twice yesterday, 3-2 and 5-1. Michael Kopech, almost the lead of Kendra, former Red Sox farmhand who went in the Chris Sale deal, shuts him down. Yoan Moncada looked pretty good, too, so this is the effect of getting Chris Sale many years later. You lose two yesterday. Still a chance to split the series today. 11-10 first pitch. Eovaldi opposing Giolito. And that's a 10-10 pregame here across the Shaw's and Star Market. WEI Red Sox Radio Network.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEI.
Thank you.
week when it comes to finalists for Danielle's job. They each get a full show, and Kendra Middleton is about halfway through her first show. You appear to have upset a grandmother.
Yes, apparently so.
Who is on the phone.
Yeah.
Remember Alex, the contestant?
I do. We've been chatting. We're going to go get drinks.
Her grandmother is on the phone. Hello?
Yes. So she, you know, you guys have 5 days in a week. And yeah. to leave another girl that, I'm not saying only Alex, okay? But I know my granddaughter. She already has a lot of calls since she's been in the show. One was to go to Los Angeles, something to the Dodgers. Yeah. She refused because she doesn't like Los Angeles. But she had a few calls already. She's very intelligent. She's very good. But this Kendra is not what she seemed to be. Oh. Than my idea. Oh. She was very good last week. I loved her last week. Today, I hate her. She's, you know, I'm very disappointed. My very, God. Very disappointed.
Wow.
Very disappointed.
Well, what is it that has disappointed you,
right,
Grandma?
Well, I don't know. And you know I'm not the only one who's giving comments.
It's a 180 from last week.
I guess I've made it. I officially have two haters, Wiggy and Alex's grandma.
Yeah, but I don't hate you, though. See, I'm
just kidding.
I
don't want to go on the phone. I don't want to go on the phone and live, okay? Please. I don't want to, that. And you didn't need to mention that I was Alex's grandmother.
Oh.
Well, don't mention
That's what she mentioned.
That's what you mentioned.
That's what you mentioned.
Should have called up and said, this is like Amber from Arkansas. Yeah.
She even said it on the air. She goes, I'm Alex's grandmother. It's not because I'm Alex's grandmother, but thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate the feedback.
Yeah. It's getting real around here.
Real in the field. Wow.
Constructive criticism. I don't know what I did, but thank you.
She said you didn't do anything. That's what she
did. Am I hateable? Is my face punchable today?
I don't know.
Wait, I mean, so Alex had a job offer from the Dodgers after coming on this show?
All right.
Oh, the grandmothers are outraged this morning.
She doesn't like Los Angeles.
It's a long way.
That was so
Alex, funny. I hope you still want to go get drinks with me. I mean, dang.
Well, that's her grandmother's opinion.
I know, but hello. Good morning to you, ma'am.
Well, what did you do to her?
I was like texting her granddaughter. I was like, she messaged me. She was super sweet. She was like, I'm cheering for you. Let's go get drinks. I was like, girl, yeah, I might be going down to Florida. Let's meet up.
Well, you know, blood is thicker than water.
Like, absolutely.
I admire that. The grandma, she's loyal. She's loyal to her granddaughter.
Yeah, I could see my mother doing that.
Wiggy, you didn't ask Alex's grandmother about joint bank accounts.
Well, she wanted to get to her point. I didn't feel like that was an appropriate time.
My favorite line that people use in an argument.
When would be the appropriate time?
When we were maybe got back to the marriage conversation.
What, your favorite line is what?
My favorite line people use in an argument is, I'm not the only one that feels this way. Everyone else does too. It's my favorite.
This is Paul. Hello, Paul. Hey, Paul. Paul.
Spaz.
Spaz probably wrote down the wrong name.
Yeah. I mean, his name was Keith.
That's the problem with having Spaz doing the call screening today. How's he doing back there? Is he handling everything okay?
It's hard to tell.
Okay?
He and Stiz are just, I mean, it's what a force. What a duo.
That's two halves of a whole idiot right there.
Well, can you imagine that? Essentially, Stanley Stiz Grimey is Spaz's supervisor now that Spaz is working his way back into radio.
I told you that's one company that I wouldn't mind working for.
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain like portion of the audience that I guess was upset with your comments about marriage or whatever it is. Maybe because they're saying it's immature.
Okay, that's their opinion. That's all right.
But I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion on things.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't knocking her because she thinks that way. That's just, you know, that's her way of thinking.
Yeah.
I ain't knocking her for that.
I mean, it really depends on what you want in the person who's going to end up being on this show. I mean, do you want somebody who is, you know, a super mature 40-year-old person?
I'm not anti-marriage, and if they want a 40-year-old, I mean, that's fine, but I'm hoping since I'm younger, like, I can grow with this show. I don't expect to be the next Danielle, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone can replace her, right. But I want to grow here for 15 years, you know what I mean? If 15 years from now, I will be 40.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
I'll be 79.
Congrats.
Yeah. But even at 40 don't mean you're mature.
No, well, exactly.
Mean, I'm still immature, and I'm, you know, I'm 40.
I'm 37, and I'm a totally...
Nah, it has not, maturity has nothing to do with it. Listen, as long as you can, you know, balance a checkbook.
Balance a checkbook?
Yeah. He's really focused on that.
As long as you can take care of yourself, to me, that's maturity. Because there are a lot of people...
The internet does that for you.
There are a lot of people that can't take care of themselves.
People are using a checkbook still.
It's like it costs $15.75. You gave sign $20. How much am I getting back?
Do you put in the memo, J. Charles Wiggins?
No. That's my biggest thing. As long as you... And you said you live alone, so that's all that matters.
I'll stick to my guns. You know, I'm not changing my mind. I'm not anti-marriage, but... You know what? That's it. That's how I feel.
Stick to your guns.
Yeah.
You have to have thick skin. Oh my gosh, yeah.
And speaking of losers that are 40, Scott from Weymouth has been on hold for 3 hours already.
What does he think that we're going to screw up and let him on, or does he think he's going to win us over?
Unfortunately, Brian Barrett let him on the night show on late night, so I think he's been emboldened.
Ooh.
Oh. We got to pass that memo.
Oh.
He snuck in.
Oh boy.
And now when I pick up to yell at him to hang up, he puts his mom on the phone to try and, like, curry favor.
Is there any...
How does his mom feel about Kendra?
I don't know. I hang up too quickly.
Is there any chance that he gets a... Is it a second chance? Is it, 'cause he's only been banned once, right?
Sure.
I think it would be a third chance.
Okay, so is there any chance he gets a third chance?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. How do you...
You know me. I'm always cool for giving people chance after chance.
Lifetime
after chance.
Ban is lifetime ban.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, that's...
I don't know. I've been banned from a bar that I've gotten back into.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you get banned for?
The owner didn't like me.
Oh, why?
There's something there.
Uh-oh.
There's something there.
You know, just... I'm a little too... You know what? Here's what I'll say. Not everyone, I am a strong cup of tea, I am not everyone's cup of tea, and not everyone likes a strong cup of tea. Mm-hmm. And that's just how it is.
Yeah. Okay, you're opinionated?
Yeah, like I said, I am a strong cup of tea, and that's not everyone's cup of tea. Yeah.
Okay. Wiggy has low tea.
I actually have high tea now.
This is Jim.
I get my tea shots once a week.
Hello, Jim.
Hey, Kendra.
Hi, Jim.
Don't let that woman bother you, that last woman. Don't let her comment bother you.
I won't. You know, I, like Greg said, you cannot have thin skin and be in this business. I know that not everyone's going to like me, and that's okay with me. But thanks so much for calling and encouraging me, because I really appreciate it. The positive comments go a long way.
Okay. Hey, one more thing. I really get the impression it's going to be either Kendra or Brittany, and you should have some sort of a shootout or some sort of a one-on-one.
I think all five of the candidates are great candidates for different reasons.
Well, four.
What do you mean?
Because Thursday's TBD.
No, we know who Thursday is. We do.
Who's Thursday?
Curtis said it earlier by accident. You didn't hear that?
No, I didn't know that was the... I thought we were just giving out... I thought we were just giving our... top five big boards, and then you had the final decision on big boards.
We know who.
And then we
is.
Knew like we knew they were secrets until you said it.
So we know everyone but Thursday.
Curtis's head is going to explode in there.
It's only Monday at 8:30.
Oh, Curtis, he never told. He told us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday.
You've been talking about it during the break, you dingleberry.
No, I haven't. Kendra and I have been talking about marriage and a lot of other stuff.
And having really, really deep life talks.
That's it.
Yeah. Thursday's right. Much.
And
we
Call
think you'll
Duty.
Really turn the turn.
Life
turn
advice
the
with Wiggy.
And we've been talking Call of Duty, too.
Yeah.
And that's why Kendra's number two on
my
list.
We should do a This Week in Verdansk.
Yeah, they
segment.
Don't know. They have no idea what Verdansk
what
is.
What the hell is that?
It's,
yeah. Second
it's the map on
Call of Duty. I have no idea.
Warzone.
I got you.
Unless you're talking about Seaspiracy or Greg's, you know, top five places to eat in Boston.
Huh? You guys have to bring me back because I need to help Wiggy build a class that's actually going to get him some dubs. Mm-hmm. This LMG camping crap can't happen.
They have no idea what you're talking
no
about.
Idea.
No
idea.
I watched, by the way, a movie this weekend
oh, wow.
that you would love,
all right.
which is the new movie on the conspiracy involving the Los Angeles police and the death of Biggie.
Oh, is that the one with Johnny Depp?
It is.
That looks good.
And it's excellent.
I got to check that out because there's been a, you know, this is like the third movie on that. So, but that one looks really good. Johnny Depp and Forest Whitaker. I like Forest Whitaker. You want to
see? Yeah, Forest Whitaker's character is kind of weird in it.
Okay.
Which I guess it's based on the real guy, the journalist.
Okay.
I did some research after I watched it. There's compelling evidence that exists.
Right.
That guys who were L.A. cops were working for Shug and may have been involved in killing Biggie.
Oh, yeah. You thought JFK was the biggest murder mystery out there? Uh-uh. Sorry to tell you.
Yeah.
Biggie and Pac, who killed them two?
And Malcolm Butler.
And this guy's finger.
Have you guys seen Why Did You Kill Me on Netflix?
See,
yes.
Here we go.
Excellent.
I thought that was excellent. I thought that was really good.
Watch it over the weekend.
Now, what is that about?
It's about... a family that loses a daughter in a gang violence, and they recreate sort of the steps to figure it out. And the interesting part is that they created a MySpace page to lure gangsters to message this fake woman to find out who went after their daughter.
Oh, that sounds pretty. That sounds cool.
It's really good.
I check that out.
It's really good.
I love things gang related.
I've heard the documentary on Netflix about the what's the name of that place where they had the office that you could rent the offices all over the country.
WeWork?
Yeah, the WeWork documentary everybody says is fantastic, which I have yet to see.
Aren't they out of work now? Nobody going to an office?
Yes, I think it's about the guy who basically ran that place as his own private bank account, essentially, with like five private jets and all the rest of it.
Yeah, I saw him. He's opening a Blockbuster.
Did you watch the last Blockbuster documentary?
I couldn't stick with it.
You couldn't get into that?
No,
the way they do it is kind of weird.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. All right. Anyway, Kendra's here. If any of the other candidates, grandmothers, or relatives want to call in, are we okay with that?
Yeah, the floodgates have opened.
All right. We'll take calls from opposing family members. Do you have anybody who can call in family member-wise to support you? You got a cousin or anything in the area?
I mean, obviously my family is going to support me, but that's it's water under the bridge.
Yeah. All right. 617-779-7937 is the number to call. I'm going to give away a pair of Red Sox tickets right now. So if you are the ninth caller at 617-931-0937, then you will win tickets to see the Red Sox and the Blue Jays on Wednesday night at Fenway Park. So ninth caller right now at 617-931-0937 wins the tickets. I have yet another Julian Edelman autographed football to give away during the 9 o'clock hour. As long as you're going to accept that, knowing full well that he may be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer next season.
He will be.
We'll give that away during the 9 o'clock hour coming up here at WEEI.
Ready to go.
We're back to more The Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Mel Kiper's latest mock draft 4.0. We revealed it here this morning. And as you see, he's got Justin Fields going 10 to the Cowboys. That would be in a trade. He's projecting with the New England Patriots. And so in the moments that we have left, I just sort of want to finish it up with this.
I just think that the decision's made. And I think when you look at where Justin Fields is going to go, that was the tough one for me. Who goes up and gets Justin Fields? And I think a lot about Denver. You think about New England moving up with Dallas. Well, Washington, Chicago. Who's going to make that move to get Justin Fields? And I think it's going to be somebody trading, not somebody taking at a spot that they're selecting right now. And that was the whole challenge when you do a mock draft, is finding the right team to make a bold move like that.
Wiggy, that's your guy, Mel Kiper.
Yeah.
And he says Patriots trade and Bill does something that he hasn't done in 20 years and selects a quarterback in the first 10 picks, in the first 15 picks.
I love it. I'm on board.
But why does he do that? I mean, it's the guy doesn't do it. I guess because he's never had to, right?
Well, he's never, according to Peter King this morning, his stat in Football Morning in America, is that Bill Belichick has never taken a quarterback in the top 60 picks of an NFL draft.
In the top 60 picks since he's been the head coach of the Patriots?
In his career.
Ever in his career.
Okay, you're including Cleveland.
Yeah.
All right, Did Cleveland need a quarterback? Didn't they have Bernie Kosar?
I'm not saying that he was wrong not to. I'm just telling you that he's never done it.
Right, but maybe there's a reason why he's never done it, because he had Bernie Kosar and then he had Tom Brady, but now you don't have those guys. So, I mean, like, that's stupid to say. Like, yeah, I guess what? I've never jumped off a building.
Well, the Packers,
because I've never been on the top of a building needing to jump off. But guess if there's a fire in the building one day and I'm stuck up there, I'm gonna have to do something that I've never done before.
So why did the Packers draft a quarterback in the first round when they had Aaron Rodgers?
They drafted Aaron Rodgers when Brett Favre was still there.
Right. So wasn't that dumb, according to you?
No, maybe they felt like, you know what? Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre at that time was on his way out. We weren't really sure, so we need a quarterback. Maybe they felt like the same way. Aaron Rodgers seems like he wants a ton of money every single year. We got to prepare that we be ready for our next guy.
What if Fields ends up going at 3 to the Niners?
Then that means Mac Jones will be available at 10 or Trey Lance. Right? So it's about, is there a guy available? If you're willing to move up to get that quarterback, to get a quarterback.
But do you think Bill is sold on any of the above, or he's sold on one guy? See, do you think he's willing to move up for one particular guy, or do you think he's willing to move up for any of the above?
I think he's willing to move up for any of the above.
You do?
Yeah, I believe so.
It has to depend on what he sees in the guys that he likes. I mean, obviously, I think that Mac Jones' draft stock is going to drop now. But if he likes what he sees in Justin Fields, I could see it happening. We've seen him all offseason long do things that he has never, ever done. Sugar Daddy Bill, done.
Right.
I think that he knows that his house is on fire, and he's got to put the fire out and draft a quarterback just in case Cam isn't who we think Cam can be this season.
Yeah, who thinks he can be that this season?
Right?
Just you and
right?
I believe that. But no, Kendra's right. When you think Bill has never been in this position, and you know, when you say like his house is on fire, meaning, well, you know, I got to do something different. I don't have Brady, so I spent all this money in free agency. Now it's about I need a quarterback, and I think he feels like one of those guys would fit. You know, maybe he has.
So is it just going to happen to be the one guy that falls is the guy that Belichick thinks can fit?
No, I think what happens is in the offseason, you saw them go out and get two tight ends and keep the running back core together. Just in case Cam can't sling the ball, you can tell your tight end to go get it. You can tell him to block and let the run game work. And it's the same thing with a young kid. Obviously, not every NFL quarterback is starting ready the first year in their career, but it's the same case in case Cam doesn't work out. Obviously, Jarrett Stidham's not the guy, so let the young kid take a couple slingers.
Greg, I think this is an interesting resource. So Mel Kiper, during the college football season, before the silly season, which is now with everybody trying to put up smoke screens, these were his top five quarterbacks in order. Trevor Lawrence, and that remains the same. Justin Fields, we believe that should remain the same, but that could be Mac Jones. 3 was Trey Lance. 4, Kyle Trask.
Right.
5, Zach Wilson. So Mac Jones wasn't even on his top 5. Now all of a sudden we think he's going 3rd. Kyle Trask had an awful bowl game. He underperformed.
When was this? This Mel Kiper thing you were saying? Before the season?
It was October 6th, 2020.
Okay.
So it was either right when the season began or before the season, depending on when the league started. But I believe that that's the most honest assessment you'll get, because it's not, as I just said, this crazy season where people are trying to leak rumors and innuendo about other teams. So if I had to guess, Belichick is going to take Kyle Trask in the 2nd or 3rd round.
See, I always look at it, where do the guys end up when the season's over? Because prior to the season last year, Joe Burrow was like a 5th-round draft pick. Then he went 1 overall after the season. So Mac Jones not being in Mel Kiper's top 5, I could see that. But once the season's over, now you look at what guys did in the season, and they instantly climb up draft boards. We've seen it with guys at the combine. So when you look at the top 5 guys, we know Trevor Lawrence is 1, but we know 2 through 5 in some order, based on whoever it is, has Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, and Zach Wilson. And I think that if you're the Patriots, you look at it where any one of those guys, if they're available, we're going to get.
Did Mac Jones survive being canceled? What happened?
Yeah,
I think so.
I think that it. I mean, his sister Laramie tonsilled him, but here we go.
Yeah. And Black Twitter didn't run with it, so he's good.
He's good.
Yeah. If Black Twitter don't run with it, you're good.
I just checked white Twitter. They don't know who Mac Jones is.
Yeah, so I mean he's good. He made it through the weekend, so he's
happened on a Friday.
Yeah, so that's a good thing.
But it's so stupid though, Wiggy, to say he would go up and trade for any of these five. Kendra is right. He's gonna like some. There are others he's not gonna like. He's not just gonna say, well, Mel Kiper has all five of these rated highly, so we'll just take what's ever left.
You think he likes Mac Jones?
According to Weiss, yes, but according to others, no. I mean,
who's the others?
Tom E. Curran has basically been coming out and saying Mac Jones is a second round talent.
No.
And Curran's getting that from the Patriots.
Oh, he is. You're burping stuff. Is it burping stuff?
He's burping it into the ether.
Curran has been very strong for weeks now in saying Mac Jones is a second round talent. That's his opinion, or you think that's his informed opinion?
I thought Curran was a Brady guy.
Well, I just heard Mac Jones reported that Mac Jones does not have a house in Connecticut, so that's an interesting.
I thought Tommy Kearns was a Brady guy, so now he's a Pats guy.
Ken is saying that he had Bill spending a lot of money early, and Bill spent a lot of money, so that's.
But who's been more right than Tommy Curran in the last couple of months?
I would think that with Mac Jones, you would know whether or not Bill Belichick liked him because of the relationship that he has with Nick Saban, right? So I think if anything, he was at the Mac Jones pro day, and that could have been for other positions, but he's getting the rail from Saban about Jones.
Yeah, maybe he's saying he's a second-round talent.
And Trey Lance, a lot of people have Trey Lance going somewhere in the top eight. Well, if you're going in the top eight, I think most teams would say this guy's pretty good, and if we had a chance to get him, we would get him the same way we would want Justin Fields, and I also believe the same way you feel about Mac Jones.
Yeah, I just think that you can't – I mean, can you assume that Bill is okay with any of the above depending on who's available? I just feel like he's going to be tempted to take a defensive player if his guy, whoever he believes is his guy – at the quarterback position, if he believes there's a guy,
yep.
And let's say it's Justin Fields. If he believes that Justin Fields is the guy, and then the Niners take him, I don't think Bill is going to be sold on another guy at the position.
Well, if Justin Fields is his guy and the Niners take him, then let's say he has the second and third, the two guys after Justin Fields, whoever those two quarterbacks are, whether it's Mac Jones or Trey Lance, does he look at it and go, I have these guys rated higher than I would my number one defensive player?
Can I play Curran from Mutt's Show Friday talking about Mac Jones?
Yes. We're including a second round pick in Mac Jones in this conversation. He's Jay Barker. He's A.J. McCarron. He's Colt McCoy. And people are convinced that he isn't.
So, wow. I mean, well, he doesn't
he's saying
just,
he stinks.
And it's you think Curran is like breaking down tape for that? Of course not.
But it's just not people. It's, Charlie Weiss early on said on this program that he's a next Tom Brady-like player.
Right. He said he's the best quarterback. So where is Saban is telling people stay away from Mac Jones. He's Colt McCoy.
I mean, what if he believes that? What if he believes that the rest of the team was so good, Mac Jones couldn't fail?
I think that's a really good point. That's what I was thinking, is that he's had so many weapons around him. We have 1 year of him. Mm-hmm. 1 year. That's it. We have 1 year of him. I think if Bill's guy isn't there, he'll draft at his slot the best player on the board, and that's going to be that. I think he might have his eyes set on somebody. Whether he decides to pull the trigger or not, we'll see. But if his guy, whoever he likes, is not there early.
But Kendra, don't you think the 1 year thing is meaningless?
No.
Because Joe Burrow only had 1 year, and he was the number one overall pick.
He had the greatest single season in college football history out of left field. None of these guys had a season anywhere near what Joe Burrow had.
Right.
He won the national title, the Heisman Trophy, had a perfect season. All these other guys are not in that same category.
Mac Jones was a Heisman Trophy finalist.
Mac Jones couldn't beat out Tua for 3 years. Tua's now in the NFL and sucking. So what are we talking about? Mac Jones was not great until he was a starter with a team full of first-round picks.
You could make the same argument for Joe Burrow at a team full of first-round
draft
picks.
We don't know what Joe Burrow is yet in the NFL, do we?
He looked pretty good before he got hurt.
I mean, so you know what Joe Burrow is in the future.
No, but he looked pretty good. Would you agree that he looked good before he got hurt?
Yeah, I watched limited Bengals games. I couldn't tell you I watched a lot of him.
He looked good.
Wiggy thinks he's going to move up and just take whatever quarterback is available at that point.
Which is the opposite of Belichick.
It is. It's the exact opposite of what the guy does. I think you're going to be disappointed.
If he has those quarterbacks ranked higher than his top defensive player or offensive lineman.
Yes, if he has those any of the five above Micah Parsons or who you name the player, yes.
And I believe they are, right?
You think Mac Jones has a higher grade on their draft board than Micah Parsons?
Based off of all these experts who you say, whether it's Todd McShay, Mel Kiper, Daniel Jeremiah, all these guys that put in hours upon hours of studying these film, had all these guys going in the top, five or six picks. That's for a reason. They must feel like these quarterbacks this year are very, very talented if they have five of them potentially going in the top 10.
No, it's about the desperation, Wiggy. They know they can't win without a good one, so they're willing to risk it in the hopes of getting one. Bill Belichick is going to take Micah Parsons, and he would take him if he's there and Mac Jones is there, they're drafting Micah Parsons. There's no way in hell that Belichick has Mac Jones ranked above him on his draft board.
This is Adam. Hello, Adam.
How's it going?
What's up, Adam?
So Bill Belichick will not draft a quarterback in the first round. He's all about finding diamonds in the rough. Jamie Newman was projected to be a first-round quarterback who opted out of the season this year, and Bill will take him in the third or fourth round.
That's a kid from Georgia, right?
Yeah, it is. He's a Cam Newton blueprint. He's the same exact player, just on a lesser scale.
And Wiggy will love it. As soon as he makes that pick in round three, Wiggy will be like, great job, Bill.
The main part of that blueprint is the foundation, because it's in the ground where they throw the football.
That's a kid.
And by the way, I love you, Wiggy, but you've been wrong about everything with the Patriots the last year. So
I said they would spend a ton of money.
After Tom Curran did.
No, I had that before Tom Curran. Go back and play the tape.
I just did. You're wrong.
Because I think that the difference is Bill's never been in this position before. So he's not going to do what he's done over the years of drafting, the best possible guy at whatever position of need he needed or – I think he's in a position where he needs a quarterback of the future. And if you're telling me there are five guys that are graded as top 10 picks, why wouldn't you move up to get one of them?
Uh-oh. No Belichick and no McDaniels at the Trey Lance Pro Day today. They're sending Ziegler and Elliott Wolf.
Oh,
sorry, Wiggs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, do you think Bill looks at Mac Jones like a Tom Brady-like player?
No.
I don't know. Like, what do you mean by that?
Do you think if you look at, you have whether it's Charlie Weiss or whomever saying that, when it comes to athletic ability, when it comes to standing there, in the pocket, that they're similar players. Do you think Bill feels that way?
I think he probably said, Nick, is this guy a good decision maker? Right? Because that's what it's all about. It's more about him being compared to Brady in the sense that being a good decision maker of the football. That's what Charlie Weiss talked about. It because Mac Jones is a decent athlete who can move around. Brady is dragging a piano. Mac Jones is, he'll get you a couple yards with his legs, but it's more about his decision making, right?
Do you want Mac Jones here?
I would take him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wiggy wants Justin Fields.
I would take Justin Fields. I want a quarterback.
I agree with the Justin Fields take, and it's not – I feel this way because obviously I trust Ryan Day, but also I'm a UNH grad. Sean McDonald's son is a quarterback coach at Ohio State, and I trust anything that man produces. Kids are no exception.
Right.
All he was the best quarterback in college football this year. That's all he was. Now, Trevor Lawrence might be the best player. But, who was the best quarterback in college football this year? It was Mac Jones.
So when you think about the Patriots and where they are, do they need a linebacker for the future, or do they need a quarterback for the future?
Both. They need a Dante Hightower replacement.
But what do you think they need more based on their current roster?
What was Bill's mindset with Linda when they were watching the Bucks run to a Super Bowl? It was all the defense. It was not Tommy. Look at that Devin White. We need one of them.
And who do you think Belichick trusts?
Yeah, pretty much.
Who do you think Belichick trusts himself to draft? Quarterback, defense, or offense? I believe Belichick is a genius with defense. And if a guy like Micah Parsons is still there, he is absolutely going to take him. That is a Belichick pick, like, defined.
Can I change my answer from Thursday about partying with Pitbull to Chase Winovich? I think that he would be
the one that you'd like to party with.
Riot.
Any particular reason?
Right.
Chase Winovich. Do you guys follow him on Instagram?
I don't think I do.
Greg doesn't
follow any men.
Nut. He is awesome and hilarious and wild, and he knows it.
I think he celebrated his birthday in New Hampshire over the weekend.
He lives a street over from me.
Yeah, he's a Pittsburgh guy. They say that about me too.
He lives in New Hampshire.
He lives in Portsmouth. He lives like literally around the corner from me.
And today is his birthday. Happy 26th.
Is it Chase Winovich's birthday?
Yep.
Oh well, shout out.
Does he realize how far New Hampshire is from Foxborough?
Yeah, I think
it's
he probably does.
Season.
Yeah, I think he does. I mean, maybe he likes the live free or die state. I don't know.
He does.
Yeah, he probably does. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.